Everything in Pudong was newly developed. The streets wider, the buildings shinier. It'd been a patchwork of empty fields only a decade ago, and now it was where well-to-do Chinese families rushed to buy property. About a year after Lu Feng began his intermittent landlord visits, Sloane had asked, "What do you think of him?"
"I don't know him," Alva had said.
"This apartment, this neighborhood, your new school, aren't they better?"
"Yeah."
"That's because Lu Feng is giving us a very good deal."
"Okay."
But Alva had always thought Lu Feng would meet the fate of Sloane's other friends. He was so average and silent, not particularly friendly with Alva. When her mother tired of him, the only pity would be that they'd probably have to move out. "Marrying him can make our lives a lot easier," Sloane said that night in May as she broke the news, avoiding Alva's panicked eyes in the balcony's darkness.
"Mom, we don't need him. We can move again."
"We've never had a life as comfortable as this one, partner." True enough, their pantry was always stocked with big, colorful boxes of Cheerios and Cocoa Puffs and Special K. And Alva's new school, Mincai, had shiny red rubber tracks.
"Mom, we're fine."
The spilled beer trickled along Alva's leg.
"We don't need him."
Sloane's eyes were closed.
"Sometimes, partner," she said, "when an opportunity presents itself, you have to play the part. Sometimes you can't say no."
And Alva said no, 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 but the matter had already been settled without her. From the hallway, Alva watched the bosses and Tai Tais file out the door, many wobbly from drink. The banquet hall was booked for another wedding that night. The staff was already clearing away detritus and spills. The MC stood on stage, making the final stage jokes, forecast of a Pacific rainstorm in the bedroom, ha-ha, to disband the straggling guests. At the last occupied table, Sloane was nodding along to some manager's story, her eyelids drooping. Lu Feng had lit a cigarette and was tapping its ashes onto the peels of a clementine. He forced a laugh at something the manager said, but when he glanced down, his smile slipped for an instant. When Sloane and Lu Feng finally left the grand ballroom, Alva followed them onto the street. The bellboy, a shriveled old man with stained teeth, hailed a taxi to take them home. Lu Feng passed out in the front seat, snoring loudly, mouth agape. Sloane looked out the window, turned away from Alva. They crossed the river eastward by way of Nanpu Bridge. Skyscrapers along the Pudong shore glistened in the mist. The river, opaque and mud-colored, roiled beneath them, engorged by a week of drizzling rain. Neither Alva nor her mother liked this kind of mist. Sloane used to take Alva outside to chase epic downpours, sheets of water cascading with a thunderous pitter-patter, diffusing the sticky humidity of Shanghai summers. Now Alva cracked open her window to air out the adults' alcohol breaths and meat fumes. But the wind whooshed loudly, and Lu Feng let out a startled snort. Sloane said, "Close the window, partner." And Alva said, "Maybe you should stop calling me that." Sloane widened her eyes, the foundation cracking at their corners. There was an immediate churn in Alva's stomach. She didn't want her mother to be mad. Not today. Not with this man in the car. The rolls of skin on his neck were all Alva could see, the tiny black hair buzzed short, the slightly yellowed shirt collar, his entire body an unfamiliar mass in this car. In their apartment, in their lives. The taxi driver turned the radio knob, filling the car's frozen silence. As they descended the elevated highway off the bridge, Alva reached across the car seat for Sloane's hand, a wordless apology. For a moment, it seemed like Sloane would ignore her. Then she let her hand fall against the leather,
accepting Alva's grasp, the ring cold and sharp-edged between their fingers.